Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle and Brust on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour is brought to you by Siding Unlimited, the five-time winner of the National Pella Platinum Premium Certified Contractor of the Year. Looking for new windows and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
Live from the 608 on KMB. What'd you say?
U.S. soccer.
We got a new star on the rise. His name is Flo. The team is right now 2-0.
Hey!
Keep it going because this team might have a future. That's why I'm flowing. Shout out to Alex Freeman, the young Jedi. His daddy used to
make
it.
Oh, man, we were rolling. Yeah. That is official. The United States of America win 2-0. They are 2-0, as you just said.
No Pulisic.
He had a calf injury, but this is fun, man. Six goals in two games.
Incredible.
You can feel the electricity.
Incredible.
In Bree Stevens, where we are in Madison, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, Superior Light Beer, and the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup. Man, I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, no, I am excited for the next one.
Next Friday night, right?
Oh, I don't.
I think it's late.
It may be. And the reason why I'm excited for the next one is you'll find out pretty soon whether or not it means something or not, because you know, if Paraguay wins tonight, then you know that you're all good to go. But with that goal differential that you have being at +5, you're sitting pretty right now. Pretty good.
I believe, in Zimmel, fact check me if I'm wrong, the United States of America plays Turkey at 9 p.m. Central on Thursday the 25th.
All right. Well, I'll be
little wedding present.
Yeah, it will be a wedding present. I'll be, I think I'll just be getting done with getting my dreads retwisted at that time.
What I do need to do now is make sure everyone knows, although we did enjoy watching and going throughout the process of watching this USA game, Jacob Mizorowski, as we had said, was the probable starter because Homer says the Miz is pitching today or not pitching today. Well, Homer at 5 o'clock is going, or he's not on today. I'll be Homer then.
Be Homer
the
today.
The Miz, what's the question?
Is the Miz pitching tonight?
The Miz pitches tonight.
The Miz does pitch tonight. The Miz is pitching, and it's great to see him pitch, especially the last performance that he had against the Phillies where the Brewers won 6-0, and he had a one-hit shutout, faced the minimum number of batters, struck out 15 in just 95 pitches. Absolutely incredible what he did, and it's going to be exciting to see him have a backup performance. And right now at this point, you know what my biggest regret is? Not going to Pato every single time the Miz is pitching and just simply moving the line, because it doesn't even matter. Move the line to over 7 strikeouts. Just move the line, because even if I'm not getting plus money.
I think they're trying to protect themselves.
What is it, 9? 8.5, 9.5?
They don't have the other options.
Oh, you can't move the line?
Over 8.5 strikeouts is -103. So bet $103 to win 100. Under 8.5 is actually a heavier juice you have to lay.
Yeah.
-130 to win 100. So
Ooh. It's
saying that he's only going to have 7-8 because they are playing the Atlanta Braves. But what I will say is, how many times do I tell you, I don't care who the damn opponent is. I don't care if it's Barry Bonds. I don't care if it's Mark McGwire. I don't care if it's Sammy Sosa. The Atlanta Braves are a good team, but Jacob Mizorowski is on another level right now that the only thing you should look to do is bet over 8.5.
Well, I mean, he's literally in the same breath of what he is doing with Clayton Kershaw and Tarek Skubal. So, I mean, so when you're talking about how good somebody is doing, that is how good he is doing. Both of those guys, Skubal needs more time to be consistent as a bug, Daniel Fluminos, to be, you know, he needs some more years before we can say he's a Hall of Famer. But Clayton Kershaw is a Hall of Famer. Scooble right now is the best in the business. That is what...
No, the best in the business is Jacob Mizrahi.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, we're talking about over, because Scooble's been doing it now. It was his third season where he's been pitching really well.
I'm living in the now, Kyle.
I'm just saying, to be in those sentences with those guys just shows you how good he is pitching right now. So that's why I'm not betting against the Miz. You can't. It's stupid to bet against the Miz.
He had 15 strikeouts against the Phillies, who have been playing better than they started the season. It's not like that that lineup is full of slouches.
No, it is
15
not.
Strikeouts in the Maddux. And I'm looking at 8.5, and normally you're like, that's a high number. It's the Miz. It is the Miz. The only way you can go is over 8.5.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go the over because he consistently gets. He's for sure getting over 7.5, but he's a strikeout machine. You're going to win more often than not by picking the Miz to go over.
Chris Sale was probable. He is not. He has been switched out by Martin Perez.
Yes, if you listened to Ben earlier this week and he said Chris Sale, and I remember because I was excited about it. Don't listen to Ben. It's not true.
But what I'm telling you is. This is what Jacob Mizrahi does just on the money line, right? He is minus 177 with this team. So the Brewers to win is minus 177. The Braves are plus 143. That's how much respect that he has. Mm. The Brewers are never that big of a money line favorite against one of the best teams in baseball.
Well, you can't score runs on Jacob Mizrahi, and it doesn't matter what team it is. You can't score runs. So when you know that the other team is going to be hard, runs are going to be hard to come by, and you're talking about maybe scoring maybe two runs. Like, two runs is a stretch against Jacob Mizrahi right now. Like, that's a stretch. And so
what? It's been one run since May.
That's my whole point.
Some of these numbers are just, like, they're not believable.
He's a video game. He is a walking video game. That is exactly what Jacob Mizrahi
is. You mean created player.
He's a created player in a video game because these numbers are unreal. You just don't see any major league player do this consistently the way he's doing. You've seen guys have great outings. You just haven't seen guys go on a historic run that he's gone on for basically the last 2 months.
So, again, USA Soccer wins. We're here at Bree Stevens, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. It's Kyle and Brust. And the Miz is pitching tonight. I got to make sure that Homer knows that the duty has been done. If you don't know, the Miz is pitching tonight, Kyle.
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Zimmel?
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Oh, he didn't have it.
Yeah. Zimmel?
Oh, give me a break, Kyle. Look at this. This is a hater
right
there.
I'm with him. I was going right back to you.
The Miz is pitching tonight. No, you got to
have it. The Miz is pitching tonight.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break.
No, we are not going to break until – I'm not giving you a break, and we're not going to break until you tell me who is pitching tonight.
The Miz is pitching tonight, Ben.
That was better. That was better. He can't help. He can't help who he is.
The Miz is pitching tonight.
He quit.
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, he's done.
Give me a break.
Just answer the phones. We're going to do free pizza Friday. You know, just make yourself useful, all right? Just answer the phones. That's all you can do. It's the only way you can help us.
Poor little Zimmel.
It is free pizza Friday, courtesy of Screaming Sicilian and Palermo's. Some great things that you get every Friday if you are caller number... Oh, man, what could we do? What could we do? I'm going to go with caller number 12 because that's the amount of strikeouts that I'm thinking the Miz would get. Caller number 12 at 800-990-3776. You will win a Screamin' Sicilian prize pack, and it's Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household. The OG Screamin's are absolutely amazing. You have tavern style. You have thin and crispy. You have stuffed crust cheese. You have so many different, like, I've seen urban pie, that Pinza pizza that we had.
So good.
So good. You had the wood fire.
I bought that wood fire pizza because it looked good and it tastes delicious.
Everything does from Palermo's. So if you want to be a winner, yes, Kyle.
Palermo's is
they're going to be at the wedding.
They sure are. They just emailed me saying
they
good.
Confirmed.
They love the location. They said we'll be good.
Oh
we'll
wow,
be good.
Having some that's a good late night treat for me.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy it.
So I'll have Frozen Pizza Friday next Friday and some Palermo's at Kyle's wedding next Saturday. 800-990-3776. Caller 12, Screaming Sicilian, Frozen Pizza Friday. 800-990-3776. Caller 12, you're the winner. Zimmel, get to the phones. We are here at Bree Stevens with you till 5 o'clock, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup, and it is Superior Light Beer. Enjoy responsibly. More next.
If you are looking for any type of custom design t-shirt, whether you're looking for promo items, whether you're looking for hoodies, whether you're just looking to try to get some polos, guess what? Big Frog in Mequon is the place to go. The 4th of July is coming up. If you're looking to be festive for the 4th of July, you know where you should go? 250 years. Go to Big Frog. Big Frog is the place to go. They're right there in Mequon. The customer service is second to none. I contacted them and let them know, hey, I need y'all to do something for my suit jacket. Yeah, my suit jacket. They said, Kyle, I got you. I'm telling you, they're friendly, but they're also focused, but also the customer service is second to none, and they will get the job done. So if you need any custom apparel needs, visit Big Frog today in Mequon. That's Big Frog today in Mequon, and then trust me, you are going to love the customer service, but you're also going to love the quality. Visit Big Frog in Mequon today.
Kyle and Brust, live from Breeze Stevens in Madison, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, the official beer of FIFA World Cup. And it is Superior Light Beer. 800-990-3776 is the Carbos Talk and text line, because you're going to need that number. Because Andrew Zimmel is about to take over. He's our producer for the day, and he has contributed nothing today. So the fact that we're giving him a chance to contribute is a gift to him. But if he's bad, I want you to let him know at the Carbless Talk and text line. You can also see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And as Homer would like me to do, he would like me to let you know that the Miz pitches tonight. Zimmel, what do you got?
Just like B is for bully and Brandon Ross, Z is the last letter in the alphabet. So we're playing When's the Last Time, guys? That is the game that we are playing today. We'll start here because of the World Cup. Soccer, because Kyle has pretended to be a soccer fan this entire time.
That's
Kyle,
so disrespectful.
Kyle, the last time the U.S. scored...
Oh, Juneteenth, you going to disrespect me and stereotype me like that?
Yeah, damn, last time the U.S. scored 6 goals in back-to-back games. So you got 2 games. Last time they scored 6 goals in 2 games in the World Cup. Can you tell me the year?
The last time they scored 6 goals?
Yep.
In 2 games, in back-to-back games in a World Cup?
Last time they scored 6 goals, you get 2 games to do it.
Is the answer never?
No, it's not never, Kyle.
Well, it was before I was born, right?
1982.
I don't even know that.
I don't know the years of the World Cup.
You got to go back to the first one, fellas. 1930. 1930 is the last time they did it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
History in the making.
Yeah,
gotta love that. All right, Ben, here's one for you. When's the last time that you lied about being 5 minutes out? Because you're driving around all the time. You're doing all these different things, all these different remotes. The last time that you lied to somebody and said, oh, I'm 5 minutes away, not really.
Hell, Ben lied today about being 25 minutes away.
Well, I stopped for a sandwich.
Like I said, I was sitting here like, Ben, it's 126 and Ben's not here.
I mean, every dude does this. Everyone does.
So you know,
so I can't tell you the exact, because I probably did it yesterday.
Oh,
what I try to do. I mean, everybody lies about it, but what I try to do is, I text them saying, "Hey, I'm almost on my way," and then if they say how long, or if I give them time, I try to wait a little bit. I try to time up the text message. Say, "I'm 4 minutes away." I don't want to just send 5.
You try and be that specific?
I try to be.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
Zimmel.
I don't like lying to people.
Why is that in your head? Why did that come up?
Who was late?
So yesterday, our mutual friend Danny Zetterman, I was visiting him in Chicago, and I said I was going to be at the office.
You know, your team ass kiss around here, so now that's his best friend. That's his BFF.
I didn't say friend.
So I said to him I was going to meet him at 8:15, and he said, oh, I'm a couple minutes away. Ended up, 8:25. 10 minutes, I was kind of just hanging around. Didn't know anybody.
Chicago.
Just waiting to figure out my life.
Yeah.
And I figured that's something you would do too, Ben. Like I'm 5 minutes away, and then I'm just hanging out, waiting for something.
Now he's stereotyping me, but he can do that, because can't do that to Kyle today, but he already did that.
Yeah, you already did that on our holiday. This is America's holiday, where you're supposed to treat me nice.
Yeah, okay. So... You guys
you mean,
both.
Yeah, okay.
You guys
what
are both.
Mean?
He want me back in chains. That's why.
Oh my god,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Mad.
That
he's
is
still
crazy.
Mad. He could put the hood on. He would.
What the? Okay, what is going on?
He's a Texas boy.
What is going on?
He's from Texas. It's starting to make a lot more sense.
It makes sense.
When is the last time that you saw somebody in public? Because we've done this before. I've done this before, at least, where it's somebody in public. You know them, but you don't really know them. When's the last time you pretended you didn't know somebody in public?
Today.
What do you mean today? What do you mean today?
Oh, he knew it.
Today.
Oh, yeah, today. Well, you
man, I don't want to out this man.
No, don't out.
Nice
don't out. Don't out nobody. Don't out nobody, because we love everybody.
Yeah. Today. So my answer is today. Here at Bree Stevens in Madison.
I've pretended.
Like twice, too, it happened to me.
I tried.
Twice.
Yeah, I saw both of them. I try to avoid people that I know sometimes, because you know when you barely know somebody, and if you say hello, like maybe it might be a little conversation. You're just like, we ain't that cool. So I avoid people a lot.
What's your best avoiding tactic then?
Act like I didn't see him.
Coward. If you come up, you just pretend to remember everything they're saying. Oh, yeah, for sure. And no, don't do it like I just said, because that was obviously way too obvious that I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I just got a text on the personal talk and text line. If you don't know, The Miz is pitching tonight.
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Zimmel, what's going on?
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Man, I should just never toss for you to that.
What is going on? I feel like I'm killing it. I've had C-Cat in the building say, like, you know, it's not that bad. So I think we're doing an okay job over here.
All right. What do you got next? Because right now this is a dud.
I got to unionize the producers around here. All right, the last
union,
time you...
Don't use that word union in this company.
Yeah, the last time...
Yeah, for real.
The last time
you on air.
Yeah, right, that's probably true. When's the last time you sent a text that you regretted immediately?
Ooh. Well, I haven't done that of late. I've been good.
I thoroughly enjoy not being that person, but I have a friend who... He will think it's a group text,
and it's
like not with the group that he's thinking he's texting.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
And he said something about somebody who didn't catch it.
Oh no!
He was in a full panic, texting me on the side. He's like, "I think I just ruined a 10-year friendship."
That's great. Well, maybe he should watch what he says.
Maybe if you're ruining a 10-year friendship on a text to the side, maybe. You aren't actually real friends with this person.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so shady. That's crazy.
Shady.
Yeah.
Shady. But you know me. I'm like, dude, man, he's never going to talk to you again. I'm just such a jerk.
Is making him feel terrible.
I can't believe. How did you not know? Good try.
You almost got him, Kyle.
You don't need to know who he was.
Nope.
It was one of them hoopers.
I already called my wife out for... telling me that she's just not good at monitoring things around the kitchen in terms of what's in the toaster oven, what's in the oven.
The things we allow them to tell us.
So I'm not putting myself out there on somebody else. Priority in trouble.
Crazy.
I was going to ask, the last question I had for you guys was the last time you won an argument with your significant other, but it doesn't sound like Ben wins a lot of those.
I think I win, but I don't be winning.
Even when you win, I lose. When you win... You're like, yeah, all right, and then it becomes like, well, that really made me upset the way that you talked to me to get to the point that you got to.
Yeah, at some point, I'm going to just stop.
You're pretty brash, though. And you've been a groomzilla. You're getting married next Saturday.
I'm pretty confident in what I'm
And you've
doing.
Already said today that the registry was a battle.
It was a battle.
You won that, but did you win that? See what I mean?
Well, won the battle, lost the war.
Yep, because here's the thing. I may have gotten less gifts, but this conversation may not ever end for the rest of my life.
Seriously? Registry?
Well, she was not happy about taking stuff off the registry.
Again, I am pro taking stuff off after the wedding shower.
She don't give a damn about what you are pro anything. She was pro getting her gifts that we could just get money to buy the gifts with.
That's what I'm saying, too, because then she put something on. I'm not speaking for baby girl. Maybe I'm speaking for... You put something on there that you're not... What are we gonna do with this thing that like is brought out once a year?
You know.
By the way, we're going to forget we have it when we need it.
We don't even host people. We host people maybe once or twice.
How many hosting gifts did you get? Oh, man, this is what it is. It's the hosting gifts.
All the gifts. I'm just like,
the platters.
The trays.
Yeah, this tray will be good when we bring out the cheeses. This one will be good when we bring out the fruit.
We got two different salad bowls. and you seen the salad bowl I bring to work.
It's a plastic teal 1995. You've had it for 30 years bowl.
And now I got this bougie bowl I don't know how to use. Spinning the salad or something.
Oh, the salad spinner.
Yeah.
It washes the water off.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. I'm like, oh, okay, my salad's got to be perfectly dry. Like, what are we doing?
Nah, I just take it in a bag, put it in a bowl, shake, 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 shake.
Guess what broke already?
Don't tell me that broke.
Our salad spinner.
Oh, man, I hope that ain't the case, because then that's a waste. Somebody text me talking about what type of sheets do you need? I said, queen, why? And then, oh, somebody's looking for a gift. I said, go to the registry. What are we doing? Don't deviate from the registry. It's money or what registry? Don't nobody need you to be all creative with some damn sheets.
Do you know how badly I want to get you something?
Don't do it. We've already had our agreement.
What's our agreement?
Our agreement is you give me money, I gave you money.
Well, how much you give me again?
For you to figure out.
I remember it was $150. Because you cost me money at the wedding.
Damn, y'all place is expensive.
Yeah, you mix in the drink with the plate.
Didn't even break even?
Dang. Not from Kyle, no. Hell no.
Dang, how much? Yo, $100 per person?
It was about, ish.
Oh, yeah, ours ain't 100 per person.
Yeah, so you're still in debt to me.
Oh, man.
And I'm gonna
I hooked you up, though.
You did with a couple things. So I'm gonna double you.
What? Yeah. Double?
Lapping, Ben. Good call.
Wait. When you say double, you mean you gonna give more than $150?
Yeah, I usually, like, to people I care about, give $300.
Damn, for real? Man, I gave $300 to one person, and that was my best friend. That's the most I have ever given for a wedding. $150 is, like, the top of, like, giving to anybody else.
The economy changes. You used to tip 15% in 2024.
Well, I float between 100 and 150. Like, when I went to a wedding out in Portugal, I only gave him 75, but it was because I went to Portugal.
$75?
You might as well have not given him anything.
Because I went to Portugal. I mean, we flew all the way out there.
75 for two people?
I mean.
Bro!
Come on.
They also,
you're bogus.
They told people.
I'm giving you $150
wait,
now.
Wait. They told people not.
I'm giving you $100.
Wait a minute. Just let me finish, Ben Bruss. They told people not to give them anything because their presence was a present. So I was one of the very few people that gave money. Then I went to an African wedding.
But at that point, you just don't give.
No, 75 is good. It's better than nothing.
For two people?
Dude, it's better than
nothing. That's $37.50 a person.
Okay, all right. Maybe I could have given more.
You could at least like round up to 100.
But the problem is,
you took out 75. You had to get a 20, a 20, a 20, a 10, and a 5.
I'm a different cat.
A 50, a 20, and a 5.
I did go to an African wedding, and we gave them 150, and then we threw like another 50 to 75. Because they throw money in.
Now I have to debate with my wife based off what you've given and what you've done.
Dude, 150 is high.
I was going to double you.
No, please, don't. Hey, whatever your heart feels to give, give. Matter of fact, erase this whole conversation.
You sound like a church.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to be in the church. You're going to be blessed with a good little sermon, blessed with some good food, good drink.
We're live from Bree Stevens. Wow, this is cleared out fast. Yes. But the U.S. What soccer team, 2-0, beats Australia. We're here courtesy of Michelob Ultra. You can see the signs everywhere. At Bree Stevens, it's superior light beer and the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup.
How would you grade your segment, Zimmel?
Our producer? I think I
like a B.
By turning it on to you.
Like a B.
He has C minus. He has a lot of self-confidence.
Yes, to be that bald and ugly and to call that a B?
It's crazy.
Bald and ugly? Come on, Ben. What are we doing here?
I'm not judging another human being. We're all you're all beautiful to somebody. There is somebody that saw Zimmel and said, damn, he fine. Might be one of these pink, red, white, and blue, pink-haired women running around here, but it's still somebody that, you know, wants you. Zimmel, on
that note, we're going to be back in a little bit live from Bree Stevens. Ben Bruss and Kyle Wallace with you till 5 o'clock. From Bree Stevens, as we enjoy the U.S. soccer team winning 2-0 against Australia. By the way, they have officially advanced to the knockout round.
Yeah, I saw that. So I wonder if, because they beat Paraguay and Australia beat Turkey, So basically, they won today, which means that even if Paraguay was to win the next two games,
the good news was their goal differential was in a really good spot. It would have took a lot.
It definitely would have took a lot.
So they are off to the knockout round. As what a nice guy getting the fields ready. He said, "I don't want to be too loud with this. He can't be mowing the grass. What could he be doing?"
No, he's probably dragging something across the grass to help with all the black.
What is
stuff.
This stuff?
What do they call these again? It's been so long. Rubber balls or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they are.
No, they're it's rubber.
I know it's rubber. It's all in my shoes. Can't get it out. We are here courtesy of Michelob Ultra. It is Superior Light Beer, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup. Also know
FIFA.
That Buck and Honey is having some get-togethers and watch parties.
Where at?
Wanda. I believe Sun Prairie. I'm sure they got it on the bars in all the locations, Benona, Wanakee. Again, so many great places to grab Michelob Ultra and enjoy this tournament as we enjoyed it today. Real quickly, I need to tell you about Grimal & Associates Insurance because it's about protecting what matters most. They have American family-backed insurance service, and they've been in the greater Milwaukee area for over 30 years. It's not just about selling insurance, it's about building those relationships. And working with Mandy's team has been amazing for me, saving me money, but also getting better coverage and having conversations and people there that aren't in a call center. I can get to people right away. So when I switched over and worked with them, I was like, oh, this was easy, and it's better, and I'm saving money with better coverage. It was a no-brainer. For that peace of mind, it is worth it to go to Grimal & Associates today at teamgrimal.com. That's team, GRAMOLL.com. So my question to you that I had planned was any wedding updates? And based off the text message exchange, should I stay away?
What text message exchange?
I don't know. This registry seems to be a big bugaboo in your life.
I don't know. What you talking about?
You and me. I sent you our registry.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look at how many things we got that are not worth it. And I said, this one. I'm not going to say it out loud.
No, the wedding has been good. It has been good. I just...
I can't get over this. Andrew Zimmel, you are producing today. In your right mind, even if you traveled across the country, could you get yourself to give somebody $75? It almost feels like...
Across the country? Across the globe! Across the globe!
Oh, excuse me, across the pond.
Yeah.
You didn't go across the globe.
I didn't go.
You didn't go to Japan.
I went across the globe. I'm here in the globe.
We know what a globe is, Kyle. We know what a globe is.
I went across the globe. Hell, you talking about?
It sounds like you flew from Chicago 360 around the world back to Chicago.
No. I went 8 hours away from my house, 9 hours in the plane.
And because of that, you cut off $25 off the gift?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I was there, it was expensive, and they literally told us, don't give us, we don't need any gifts.
That's like when your wife says, hey, I don't want anything for my birthday.
Exactly, that's like saying, like, when you get up for an award, like, oh, just being nominated means everything. No, it doesn't, you want to win.
I thought because I went all the way to Lisbon for a beautiful wedding, that it was good enough. If it's not, I'll see him today on the boat, I got him, I'll take care of him. I'm gonna take care of his drinks tonight.
Maybe. So let me ask you: if the wedding wasn't beautiful, would have you got less money? Would have you been like, not a beautiful wedding, $50?
If the wedding was,
I flew all the way across the globe,
bro,
for this.
The tickets for the flight were like $800 a piece, like, and then they got the hotel. It was expensive.
Well, if you can do that, you can give at least $100.
Was it gonna break me? No. But, I mean, they told us.
It broke you.
They told us.
It broke you enough that you get 75.
I guess I take people at their word too much. They told us they don't want us to get anything. They don't want us to give them anything because of the simple fact that they were happy and appreciative for folks to actually travel across the globe to come be part of it. So,
well, again, there's no Homer. And I believe we're the last show on ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee for the day. So, since there is no Homer, you need to know.
The Miz is pitching.
What's the question?
Who's pitching tonight?
The Miz is pitching tonight.
Zimmer, who's pitching tonight?
Kyle, the Miz is pitching tonight.
That was his best one.
He's trying.
There was some enthusiasm there.
Practice makes perfect, Ben.
His prop is over 8.5 strikeouts. And again, after 15 strikeouts in a game where he faced the minimum, it still feels like the only way you could go is over 8.5. Could you imagine saying, yeah, I don't think Jacob Mizorowski is going to get over 8.5 Ks in a game tonight? Like I said, I know the Braves are good, but we've seen him against the Dodgers. We've seen him against the Yankees. We've seen him against other teams. We've seen him against the Phillies do that. It doesn't matter who it is. You have to assume, based off how he's pitched, one freaking run since May, like the middle of May. One run.
He's sick and unbelievable, and right now you got to ride the wave. So if I was smart, I would have made a trip to Pato every single time the Miz was pitching just to go over for whatever the strikeout total was because I was going to win money. I was going to win money every day near every single time.
But you're not smart.
I am not smart. I am not because I could have. You know me. I would have put $10 on it, and every time.
And then you'd be like, "Oh man, I should have made. I should have put 20.
I should have put more, but I could have just made 10. Turn my 10 to 20, and then I turn that 20 to 40, and I turn that 40 to 80. That's what I should have did. I would be rich right now. But
you would have made up the gift that you gave in Portugal.
Yeah, and I would.
It would have washed.
It would have been a
whole trip. Could have been a wash if you actually put some real money behind it.
Yeah, but then also you know, if you put real money on it, there's the other side. All it takes is one time for me to be like, I need a break.
I can't do this.
I need a break.
I left my pocket. I'm never getting it back again.
That is exactly what happens. But then you can't win it back.
Today was a great day if you did stop at Pottawatomie like myself and have USA over 1.5 goals scored. First half money line, game money line as they advanced to the knockout round.
Bro, you never gave us a Giannis update.
You told
KB Nation, KB Fam about Giannis. You never gave us any Giannis stuff. You got me looking at my phone to see if I missed anything.
So essentially all that's happening is
it's just a dud right now.
Chris Haynes said this thing could, in SiriusXM Radio, said this thing could drag into July. Yeah. Zach Lowe is adamant that this can still happen before the NBA draft, which comes up on Tuesday. And this all stems from the worst owner in sports, from the Cleveland Browns, now being a part of ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks and Jimmy Haslam, saying at the introductory press conference for the head coach, Taylor Jenkins, that they are going to either know if Giannis is going to be on the team or trade him by the NBA draft.
Which was all so unnecessary. I just didn't understand.
It hurts leverage.
Yeah, I just don't understand. What was the...
Not that everyone didn't already know.
But you don't need to publicly say this. Like, you don't need to publicly say that the Milwaukee Bucks were going to make a move or Giannis... Because what purpose does it serve publicly letting people know that in a move? It doesn't. And we were having a conversation with somebody talking about the Bucks usually move in silence, right? Because remember, somebody was talking about how the fact that the Bucks, when they made the Dame trade, we didn't know it was coming. When they fouled Miles Turner, we didn't know it was coming.
Well,
usually,
Drew Holiday happened like that.
They move in silence. And so this is quite the change. And I hope this isn't the direction that the organization is going by just being free willy-nilly and opening up their mouths and talking about what they are going to do. I don't know for sure whether or not it's impacting the leverage, but the optics of it make it feel like you're not getting the deal that you want for one of the greatest players, not just right now in the NBA, but considered one of the greatest 75 players in NBA history, and not to be able to get the package that you want or desire from, what is going wrong? What is happening?
Yeah,
why would a team not want Giannis Antetokounmpo on their roster? He can push them in the landscape of the NBA now. He can push them over the top to winning a title.
I was also thinking at this point, right, because when we had this discussion around the trade deadline during the season, it was like, all right, come end of the season, after teams go through the NBA playoffs, they're going to see where they're at in comparison to other teams. Maybe my theory right now is when you see the last couple champions, you've seen champions comprised of
teams.
5, 6, 7 guys.
Teams.
And so if you're going to get one guy, do you have enough if you're going to give up a bunch of guys and picks to win a championship? You'd like to think that because Giannis won a championship that he's – good enough to help a team that's contending to get them over the hump. But that may not be the case in some teams' minds, because the thing that I'm shocked by, as you're kind of alluding to, is I thought that there would be this team, this team, this
line
team,
it up.
This team.
Line it
and
up.
It's almost like it's been like just the Heat. The Boston Celtics are interested, but like not interested, but interested. And like the Pistons are interested, but not interested.
But they're interested in Tyler Hero, the report was. Like what I'm trying to figure out is, there's literally one team. It seemed like there's one team and then other teams that are maybe, like you said, dipping and dabbing but not saying, no, we're going to make our best offer. It's like when you're looking for a house, you want to buy a house, but you're hesitant. You're like, I like the house, but do I really want to spend that much money? You got the Miami Heat who say, well, we're going to give you, you know, give you a little bit over list price, but we're not going to give you too much more list price. He said, well, could we do better? And you got other people who are calling
again,
and seeing if they want it.
If there's other putting people, if there's other teams putting in offers above the Heat, then it gets a little bit more interesting. But it seems like everyone's offer is kind of right there or below, so it's not pushing this over the top.
I think the biggest issue the Milwaukee Bucks are having is that they're not getting their desired either great emerging young player in two draft picks, or they're not just getting a boatload of picks.
They're just going to get a bunch of guys and a bunch of picks. And they want real guys and picks.
Either or. Like, they want a real guy and picks, but, like, somebody said we're going to give you four first-round draft picks for Giannis, I think the Bucks would eventually say yes, get, like, and then you got to match salaries and that. I think the Bucks would say yes to that. Even if it wasn't a young emerging talent, I think they'll say yes to getting draft picks. But, like, the Miami Heat deal, I think it's stupid for Miami because –
Like I was saying,
you only got Bam.
Then you got Bam and Giannis. Can you win a championship with that? I don't think so.
Well, you try to bring in Trae Young, he's not.
No, it sounds like he is going to, even though he declined,
he's going to sign with Washington.
Tell me I'm right on that, Zimmo. I swear I saw that.
Yeah, it looks like Trae Young is going to sign a 3-year contract with the Wizards sometime during free agency.
That is
good
astonishing.
For him. Yeah, good for him. Dumb teams do dumb things.
Well, dumb.
Don't worry about it. Because, again, all I'm sharing to you is this is why it's taking so long for the Bucks. Because all the pieces around it don't seem to be moving in a direction where they're getting what they're going to want.
Yeah, all these teams like Atlanta, who you thought may be interested, Houston, who may be interested. You know, Golden State was very interested at the deadline. It's all gone.
Gone.
The well dried up.
The buzz is gone. And so we'll see what happens over the weekend and when we talk to you on Monday about Giannis, because the NBA draft is going to be here before we know it.
Will Giannis be a Buck come Monday? That should have been a good poll of the day.
I mean, I think yes. I think, at this point.
I agree.
At this point, it feels like, unless they're moving in super silence, it seems like it's kind of at a stalemate in terms of offers.
If the Bucks take a deal before Tuesday, I think it's because they stuck to this
plan,
deadline that they got versus actually doing their due diligence.
I'm going to tell you right now that I'm looking at Potawatomi's online site, because you can go there. You can build your bets online, scan the and bring the QR code on your phone, scan it, boom, it populates on their kiosks. They have kiosks everywhere, a 2,000-square-foot video wall for you to enjoy all of the games, great food. And if you love sports betting, you can just bet. If you love sports betting and drinking, you can do all of it. If you don't love sports betting and you just want to drink and enjoy the games, you can do that. You don't like to drink, bet, or gamble, or drink, bet, just want to watch the games, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally like an open canvas for you to enjoy their 2,000-square-foot video wall. They have slot machines, table games, bingo. They have it all. Must be 21 years or older to enter Potawatomi Casino Hotel. We are going to finish with you. Live from Bree Stevens.
Woo!
Courtesy of Michelob Ultra, as the U.S. soccer team won 2-0 and advances to the knockout stage. Coming up next. Kyle and Brust with you. Time for Kyle to give us our soccer update.
Oh, the soccer update today. You already know what it is. Team USA. USA. Wins today over Australia 2-0 in a face that we may have seen when he was younger. Alex Freeman, the son of Antonio Freeman, scored a goal today as the U.S. advances to the knockout stages with this victory. They get ready to take on Turkey next week. But shout out to USA with the big win for the red, white, and blue.
Soccer update here brought to you by Discount Liquor. Check them out in Milwaukee and Waukesha for all your tailgating and party needs. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and we have Andrew Zimmel. What a treat he's been today running the show.
Andrew, how would you grade your performance today?
B+.
I mean, confidence, man.
Confident man. What we did calculate to the best of our abilities is the likelihood of Jacob Mizorowski throwing a perfect game. Not just in tonight's game, because the Miz pitches tonight, must know that. Through my calculations, Miz, in any given start with his holistic body of work, is around 1 in every 500, 5 to 600.
Mm.
The way he's pitching right now through the last 8 games.
1 in what?
1 in like 350. Because again, this is a conversation that you can have about Jacob Mizorowski when you talk about what he did last week. When against the Philadelphia Phillies, he went the Maddox, facing the minimum, only gave up one hit to Kyle Schwarber,
under 100 pitches and had 15 strikeouts. Ball three was never thrown. So when you have a performance like that, you start to get excited about possibility, because the reason why you need to know the Miz is pitching tonight is because you could be witnessing history. Anytime he takes the mound, history can happen.
Yeah, it can happen, and that's why I'm excited to watch it tonight. I'm going to be on the boat, have the phone on the boat, hanging out with the boys and our plus ones and our wives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, taking them out on the boat. The Lisbon, Portugal guy's on the boat today.
Are you gonna ask him if it was disrespectful to give him $75 for a wedding gift?
You know, not this close to the wedding. I don't want to remind him.
You don't want to remind him how much you gave him?
I'll remind him. Boy, it was so great to be in Portugal. Thank you so much for inviting us and treating us to an amazing time.
Thank you so much. Now, remember how much it cost me to get there, okay? Just remember that when you write the call.
But it was very beautiful. I'm so glad we went.
Big shout out to Michelob Ultra for having us at Bree Stevens during this soccer game today. Michelob Ultra, Superior Light Beer, and it is the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup. I got no countdown. I'm flying blind. Zimmel, this is why you're not a B+. I don't even know when I'm getting out.
I wasn't gonna call him that.
Didn't even get in my ear. Still don't know. Still hasn't said a word. He's probably out the door.
He definitely is. Oh.
For Ben Brust and Kyle Wallace, hope you enjoyed a wonderful Friday, a beautiful Friday.
Happy Juneteenth, too.
Indeed. We enjoyed being with you, and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.